Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Every once in a while, we post a guided meditation here in the podcast stream. And this time, we've got one from Anushka Fernandopoli. She's a phenomenal teacher out of the Bay Area. She's got a really interesting background. She has an MBA. And so in addition to her deep training in meditation, she's also knows a lot about business and does a lot of work in the business world. And she's got a new course up on the 10% Happier app called Stop Ruining Your Own Day. We thought we'd introduce you to her with this guided meditation. So here it is.
Hi, this is Anushka. Welcome to Practicing Together. It's helpful for us to develop the ability to be aware of thoughts, to understand how we relate to them, to understand their nature. So we can notice the way in which thoughts themselves are not permanent. They change. They move through. There's certainly a lack of stability with them or solidity. And it's something that most of us were not trained to do as kids or in school. But there can be a lot of freedom from noticing this. So let's investigate this through our meditation now. So you can sit in a comfortable way, in a way that helps you to feel both alert and awake, but also you can feel relaxed and stable. And gently close your eyes, and we'll begin. I can first just bring your attention to your body. Feel yourself sitting here. Try to relax the muscles around our jaw. Around our eyes. Try to relax the shoulders. So you can allow yourself to breathe normally and connect with the direct experience of breathing. Wherever it's easiest to feel that, feeling your belly expanding and contracting, or your chest, or the air at your nostrils, or even feeling the whole body breathing. I'm going to suggest to you some different things, and you can notice how, as I say them, different thoughts arise. And notice how these thoughts show up and then disappear. So I want you to think about what shoes you're wearing, or what shoes you were wearing last. And bring up that image in your mind. So notice how that image might have shown up, and then it fades away. It goes. So this is true of all thought. Thoughts can come and go in that way. They're not under our control. We can't make them stay forever. Next, we'll think of something that brings up some words. So you could think of what your address is. And you might have thought of that as an image of the address written, or it could be that you heard the words said of what the address is. Either way, notice how that experience through the mind showed up, and then now it's gone. So again, here we can see the characteristic of change, of flux. There's no thought, no matter how good, no matter how bad, that ever stays very long. It's helpful for us to notice this. So you can just allow yourself to bring your attention to your breath. If you like, you can note in and out as you're breathing in and out. And we'll keep the attention there, but also notice when different thoughts occur to you. So sometimes you can imagine your mind as a screen on which these thoughts are being projected. And even if they seem continuous at some times, you can notice how the different ones show up and then go away, and then another one comes. It may seem to come quite fast, but it too doesn't last forever. It doesn't last very long at all. It can help also sometimes to notice the space between thoughts, that they are just these phenomena that show up and then that pass on. So allowing your eyes to open, feeling the body sitting here breathing, and notice what it's like to be present in this way. As you go through your day, see if you notice change as it comes up in all different ways in your day-to-day.
Big thanks to Anushka for that guided meditation. And again, if you want more from her, check her out on the 10% Happier app. Her course is called Stop Ruining Your Own Day, Anushka Fernandopoli. And the app is available in the Apple App Store, or if you don't have an Apple device, on 10percenthappier.com. And we are, I promise, working on an Android version to come. See you soon.
If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.